This is Northwest News from KPLU. Activists from Seattle got the support of healthcare professionals and faith leaders in their call for the Gates Foundation to divest from fossil fuels. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The announcement of about 1,000 new supporters of the divestment campaign came on the same day that Bill Gates made a major statement on climate change. He joined forces with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and several other business leaders to launch a multi-billion dollar clean energy fund in Paris, where the UN climate talks are now underway. It's an effort to promote things like solar energy and wind power. Sara Tacola with Gates Divest says that fund is nice, but it's not enough.
Investment in renewable energy is only half of what we need. The other half is divestment of fossil fuel.
Gates Divest has been protesting around Seattle since early September. Bruce Amundson, the president of Washington Physicians for Social Responsibility, says even though the Clean Energy Fund is commendable, there's a disconnect.
If they're investing, as they have, in major ways in improving the health of the international community, it's an oxymoron then to invest in coal companies and oil companies that are creating the pollution that's impacting the health of people negatively.
The Gates Foundation has noted its portfolio is managed by a trust that doesn't answer questions about its investments. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.